This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Eclipse Day. Everything you need to know about the eclipse that's happening today is at RadioAlice.com. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. So on Apple Music, they have their own carpool karaoke series, and I didn't know exactly how this thing was going to run. I thought maybe James Corden was part of it, but it looks like it's just the people who are doing it. It's Sansa and Arya doing. They're apparently great friends in real life too, not just sisters on Game of Thrones. That's Sophie Turner and Maisie Williams. They've got a little teaser video out for their appearance on Carpool Karaoke. Here you go, Vin. They're zeroing in on Hollywood here. There's a carpool.
And this is done by Apple Music.
This is their show. I'm not sure who the production company is, but that's where you find it, is on Apple Music. So it's just showing little tiny shots.
There was Metallica.
Yeah, I think these are past ones that have been done.
But James Corden's not part of any of this.
Well, as it's his idea, I think he's like an executive producer. Why are they going to Austin, Texas? Is somebody else besides...
Boy, the intro is too long on this show, too.
They're actually... It's a spinoff on it. Cute. So Carpool Karaoke has Sophie Turner and Maisie Williams on it. And that debuts...
Oh, we're not going to get to hear them?
No, it debuts tomorrow. So I wanted to say that we posted a little teaser if you want to watch it up. But did you do it at Radio Alice? Where'd you put
Correct.
It?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, it's at RadioAlice.com.
Should turn off your mic.
If you want to check it out.
Yeah, my finger slipped.
Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer. Jerry Lewis passed away over the weekend. He still had his sharp wit and comedic edge 7 months before his death, or so says TMZ. They actually have video of his final onstage performance ever. He was performing in Bonita Springs in Southwest Florida, apparently. Southwest Florida Event Center. It happened this past January, and he was seated. So stand up is in a manner of speaking. They say he didn't miss a step with his timing. Some females from the crowd shouted a classic line of his from The Ladies' Man, and he put a punchline right back at them. And he died in his Las Vegas home due to natural causes, according to his family. He was 91 years old. And for the younger people, you might know him from the Muscular Dystrophy Association, the telethon that he would do every year. That's probably where most people any younger than us would know him from. When we were kids, his movies were on all the time.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of his movies.
Never seen the Nutty. You know what? You of all people, do you love Jim Carrey? Jim Carrey, it got everything from Jerry Lewis. He's that kind of like over the top characters and slapstick stuff and physical comedy. You know, as a young man, he was. Look, that's what was happening at the time, you know? He was the height of what was happening at the time.
Yeah, I never saw any of it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And frankly, as a growing up now and considering what we're exposed to every day, that just, it seems so old-timey.
Yeah.
But back in the day, man, that was...
A lot of those old-time voices are just that cigarette voice.
I know.
Cigs
and whiskey.
Gravelly.
That's what they were all
Yikes.
Up to. So he passed away over the weekend, and we talked. Oh, if you want to hear us talking about him, then listen to the podcast later, because we spent half the 6 o'clock break talking about him. So let's move on to Jay-Z.
All right.
He paid tribute to Chester Bennington from Linkin Park on Saturday, performing a song that they actually did together. in Oaf.
Did I get an encore?
Yes, it's the Numb. Yeah.
Oh, that
Numb
is a great
encore. He performed it at the V Festival in England. You know, I was reading a little bit about the V Festival. Some people were super pissed. I guess some of the stages were way too close to each other. Like, people went and saw Pink.
The sound was bleeding.
It was terrible. They were having technical problems anyway, but there's Pink performing on stage, and all you can hear is the other stages. I guess if you were back far enough, all you were getting was the other stages.
When Brennan and I were walking around Life is Beautiful the first year when we were all there, we experienced...
This is Vegas?
Yeah, in Vegas. We experienced that quite a bit, too, where we would be at one stage and you could completely hear another stage bleeding into over it. And I'm like, this is kind of weird, Brennan. And he's like, yeah, we can hear all the bands at the same time.
Not the band that we want to hear. Yeah, so people were bitching about this V Festival, but they don't say anything about it being a problem during Jay-Z's set. This was Jay's first show since Chester Bennington's death, and they were good friends. So I know that we'll play a little of the audio. It's not great. A little more Jay-Z stuff here.
That sounded great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm deaf now. I was playing that so loud in my head. Okay. Oof.
Jay-Z and Kanye West are no longer friends. Kanye was ranting about Jay at his shows last fall. Do you remember this?
In Sacramento, the meltdown. He was saying, please don't come kill me, and some other things.
Just crazy talk. Saying, but bitching about things like, you know, you don't hang out with me and my kids don't know your kids. And then he left Tidal. And then Jay-Z put out I guess Kill Jay-Z is a Kanye diss track. So, in a new interview, Jay-Z admits that his relationship with Kanye has gone south. He denies that Kill Jay-Z was meant to put Kanye on blast, but he does confirm that he feels Kanye crossed the line. So, we really can't grab any audio from the interview, although if you are a Tidal subscriber, you can listen to the whole, I guess it's an hour and 9 minutes.
Yeah, even if you're not a Tidal subscriber, you can listen to it, but you can't jump around.
Okay.
So, you have to listen to it all.
So, if you're a subscriber, you'd have more access. You could jump around.
Exactly.
And stuff. All right. So anyway, if you want to hear, you know, an hour and some of Jay-Z talking, you can get that. One of the quotes from it is, "What really hurt me was you can't bring my kids and wife into it. We've gotten through bigger issues in the past, but he brought my family into it. Now it's a problem with me, and he knows it's a problem." Kanye hasn't yet responded. But it sounds like Jay-Z could be open to a reconciliation. He says, "We've never let this much space go between one of our disagreements. And we've had many, because that's who we are. That's what I like about him. He's an honest person. He's open. He'll say things. And he's wrong a lot of times, and he'll confront it." Just before Kanye completely lost his marbles last fall, he took some shots at Beyonce, complained that Jay-Z never calls them. Their kids don't play together. Elsewhere in the interview, Jay talks about the elevator incident with Solange.
Damn, what'd he say?
You don't have that audio, do you?
I don't. I think it's from the Tidal interview as well.
This it says here it's on a podcast called Rap Radar. So he was talking about. Is that what this whole? That's what the whole thing is. Okay, so that's a podcast.
Kanye and Solange.
Jay said, "I fought my brothers and argue with my brothers my whole life. It just so happens who we are, these things go into a different space, but it ain't nothing. We had one disagreement ever, him and Solange.
Right.
Before and after, we've been cool. She's like my sister. I will protect her. That's my sister, not my sister-in-law, my sister."
Good for him.
Supposedly, it was his infidelity that set her off in the elevator. At least that's what people speculate. I've seen that everywhere.
Yeah.
He doesn't address that, of course.
Well, I haven't bought the new album, but doesn't he address it in the album? He admits that he's been unfaithful.
Well, he also, I guess in Kill Jay-Z, which is the song, which is supposed maybe a Kanye diss track. Mm-hmm. There's some lines about Solange in that. Were you able to grab that, or should I just?
Okay. Yeah, I'll just play it for you.
I almost went Eric Benet, he's the guy who Halle Berry was with, right?
Yeah. And he cheated on Halle.
Yeah, it was a sex addict, he said.
So he basically said there, if you missed the beginning, you egged Solange on, knowing all along all you had to say you was wrong. You almost went Eric Benet, let the baddest girl in the world get away. So that's what's going on with Jay-Z today. Britney Spears lip syncs. It's a well-known fact. She has bitched about people saying, she's like, there's a track, but I'm totally singing also. Mm-hmm. So she, to prove herself, I guess, she performed the Bonnie Raitt song, Something to Talk About.
Oh, that's a nice song.
I like that one too. This happened this past Saturday during her Piece of Me show in Las Vegas. She says, so I've been doing a lot of thinking lately, right? Do you have this audio or shall I just read you what
I
she
has to
say? I have
the interview about her talking about lip syncing.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it right from the horse's mouth.
All right.
I mean, the thing is, though, that she, you know, we've seen her dancing lately.
She's just barely dancing.
Busting your ass doesn't seem like what you're doing. The dancers behind you, fully busting their ass.
Well, what do you want her to say? I'm running a scam here. This is my deal. Somehow, I'm worth like $300 million, and I can barely hold a tune anymore, and I definitely can't dance. Look at my knee; I limp everywhere I go.
She says, "So I've been doing a lot of thinking lately, right? This morning, I woke up. I was like, there's a lot of things going on in the world and stuff. But basically, I looked and I was like, you know what? The press and the media, my whole life, you know, it's really crazy. One minute they tear you down and they're really horrible. Oh, God, she's all over the place. And the next minute you're on top of the world, you know? I've never really spoken about it, you know? And I'm a Southern girl. I'm from Louisiana. And the audience is listening and cheering. I'm from the South and I like to keep it real. So I want to just make sure I keep having you MFers something to talk about, okay? And then she starts singing. Oh, okay.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, that's all right.
You know,
I like the L.A. Reid version more.
Yeah, I'm with you. Oh, here's the Pink story. People were super pissed because she was at the V Festival, and they say she was drowned out by the sound from the other stages. Comments on Twitter included, Pink sound is tragic. She was also saying that it takes her 4 years to learn the words to one of her own songs.
What now?
She what? So not only
Pink?
Was she, yeah, that's what she says.
I have that same problem.
It is hard to remember the words to any song, really. People were bitching about the sound, and she said it had been 10 years since she'd last appeared at the V Festival. She forgot the lyrics to her new song, What About Us? She said, usually takes me about 4 years to learn a song. I wish I'd stopped shaking. Thank you for having me 10 years later. I forgot so many words tonight. Mm. And really, that's it. She wanted to thank everybody and tell them how much she loves them, blah, blah, blah. Richard Simmons is suing the National Enquirer for defamation for claiming he's transgender. He insists he is a dude, and he filed court papers, looks like yesterday, with 5 points that he says prove his case. He said, quote, I am male. I am not transgender. I have never sought nor obtained any medical treatment or procedure designed to transition from male to female. I have never had breast implant surgery, and I never consulted with any medical professional regarding sex reassignment surgery. The Inquirer fought back against Richard's original lawsuit by trying to shame him, saying, you shouldn't be insulted we called you transgender. That's not an insult. But in the new court papers, he says, I fully support transgender individuals in their struggle to achieve acceptance and equality. Nonetheless, the false and fabricated claims that I was contemplating castration and have had a, quote, boob job have caused me extreme embarrassment. So he is continuing on with his lawsuit.
Good for him.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds and Channing Tatum both had new movies at the box office over the weekend. Who won? Did Logan Lucky win or The Hitman's Bodyguard?
I'm going to say Hitman.
I'd say Logan.
Anybody else?
I know who won.
Well, it turns out that The Hitman's Bodyguard won. Nobody really won. I mean, the number one movie made $21 million. Is it the late summer, September, you know, getting into September? Isn't September the worst month?
No, August is the worst month.
August
September's,
is.
Yeah, August and January are the crap months.
Wow. Oh.
Hooman, have you seen Brigsby Bear yet?
I've never heard of that. Bear. What is that?
So that is some indie film that's getting all the rave reviews, and it's got one of the guys from SNL in it.
Yeah, and Luke Skywalker.
Is that right?
What?
Yeah.
So my friend, you remember Jason from Specialized who came in here, and he has his own little review site?
Mm-hmm.
He went and saw the movie and he'd actually invited me, and I went, I can't. I don't. What?
Thank you for the invite.
I'm not going. No.
Do you know me?
but I thought, oh, well, that's right up Hooman's alley. Apparently, it's excellent. So,
well, this is the same guy.
Is it
guy
a kids' movie?
No.
Brigsby Bear?
Yeah.
This is the same guy that liked the movie that you didn't love, that M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong
movie.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I remember the dude. Yeah.
Well, look up the movie because the reviews are it's all the crap you love. All those, like, hoity, Sundance loves it, and all the other. I watch Alien over the weekend.
Oh.
What'd you think?
You know, from 79.
Yes.
Oh, God, it's still so good. Mm. And it's ridiculous how far we've come.
Mm.
Like, that's a man in an alien suit.
It's good though. They put lots of slime on him.
Oh, so silly. But really, oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's such a small movie too. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, so it's a ship, a mining ship out right. in space that's just headed home.
Yeah.
And they intercept some kind of sound that could be someone from, and they have to go investigate. So they go down to look. They pick up, you know, a straggler, right? And then the thing, that's it. And then she flies off.
Have you watched the what's the name
of the
one?
That's why I watched it, because I want to watch the, there's an alien.
Prometheus.
Prometheus is the first one, and then there's going to be one more in between.
Well, there's one out now.
Oh.
There's one out right now on demand, which I was going to get that, and I went, you know what I need to do? Go back and start over.
Right. Alien Covenant.
Yeah, that. I want to see this. I wanted to start over again.
Hmm.
Man, Sigourney Weaver is so smoking hot in that role. And at the end, there's a scene where she... Do you remember it?
Vaguely.
She's in her little teeny underwear and her little cutoff shirt. And I guess you just forget what...
Damn.
She's hot. I forgot.
She's still weirdly hot.
I just completely forgot.
She's the bad guy in the new Defenders TV show on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's like all buttoned up in it. Like it looks. I saw a promo shot for it, and isn't she wearing like a badass. She looks like a badass business suit, and like, you know, it's all business. Anyway, The Hitman's Bodyguard was the number one movie over the weekend. $21 million first place. Annabelle Creation was number two. Logan Lucky came in third place with $8 million. What?
Bummer. Well, this week, everyone, our friend Rudy is coming back.
Woo! What are you guys reviewing?
It's another indie film because it's August. Nothing's coming out. Brent and I were going to review the Bruce Lee movie, but they're not screening it. So we're going to review Patty Cakes.
Oh, that looks so good.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
A guy invites a woman back to his home while his wife is away, and it doesn't go well.
Uh-oh. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday, Eclipse Day. All the info you need about the eclipses at RadioAlice.com. This part of the show is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealer. We have Jim Gaffigan tickets. The Noble Ape Tour is coming to Shoreline Amphitheater on Sunday, September 17th. And you can be our guest at the show, 8 o'clock. We have a pair of tickets to give away for that. Be here. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. So, Sarah mentioned the eclipse. Eclipse Watch 2017.
It's on.
Is on. Unfortunately, the high hopes people had for the morning fog to burn off here in the city, it looks like that's not going to happen. So, a lot of people disappointed.
Did you look out the window?
Well, it's pretty gray right now, but we still have a couple hours.
They say the blanket of clouds are going to obstruct the view here in the city and nearby areas as the partial eclipse begins at 9:15. Full coverage around 10:15. They say it's going to be a pretty, a pretty typical summer day where low clouds are going to take a while to burn off. So one of the recommendations was head northeast. We're getting texts from people in those areas saying it's cloudy here too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you do what I'm going to do. Catch it on YouTube. When someone puts that eclipse on YouTube, then you can watch that.
Yeah.
And you won't burn your eyeballs out.
Not supposed to look right at it anyway.
Right. Don't do that.
According to Google Weather, the clouds will burn off today at 1 o'clock.
Oh, just in burn. Time to be sucky.
Burn us. Mm. Someone at one of the great viewpoints with a crystal clear view will, I'm sure, record it,
right.
Get it onto YouTube. I heard NASA's going to broadcast it live from the East Coast.
Oh, that's good.
As it happens. So there'll be plenty of ways to see it.
It doesn't burn. It doesn't ruin your camera, does it, if you were to film the whole thing?
What?
If you
now,
if you put your camera looking at it?
I'm going to say no.
Can you look through your camera?
No, I didn't say you can look through your camera. I'm saying it doesn't hurt your camera.
Can like
if you
look
aimed
through
your
iPhone
at it? That's what I mean.
Oh, that's what you mean. Okay.
But I don't know. If you aimed your phone at it and just looked at the image on your phone,
then what happens?
I think you'd be okay. But I don't know.
Steve.
I don't want to tell people to do it and then have everyone go blind.
Yeah, that's trouble.
We don't know anything.
Right.
Yeah, we know nothing.
Check Google.
Let
them be liable for your blindness.
You can damage your camera if you have a DSLR. You have to get the right solar filter.
Oh.
You have to get a solar filter for your phone.
What's
my
DSLR
iPhone can
mean?
Swim, and you're telling me it can't look at the eclipse?
Well, DSLR. I'm not sure about
what's
the iPhone.
DSLR?
SLR is single lens reflector. I don't know what the D
double
is.
Double single lens reflector.
Are you sure it's double?
No. So if you have
digital,
digital.
So if we have an SLR, that's what it means, and we can't do it.
Yeah, you probably have to purchase the right filter.
I
don't know if it's an SLR in your phone though. I don't know how a phone camera works. Anyone?
You made a movie with a phone camera.
Yeah, you're like the expert on phone cameras.
But we used
a different lens.
Yeah, we use a different lens, and we use an eyepiece, which we attach to the back of the phone. I don't know exactly how.
Well, let's research that and see if we're going to ruin our cameras by...
I'll tell you right now, okay. I would happily aim my iPhone at it. My phone swims.
Yeah.
And look at it.
But you know, even if it swims afterwards, if the camera's ruined, then it's going to be a real bummer when every picture of your daughter has the eclipse burned onto her face.
That would be a bummer.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Eclipse Watch. Not great news here in the Bay Area. This is bad news. Second Navy ship crashes in the same area or location as 10 sailors are missing after destroyer USS John McCain collides with an oil tanker off Singapore. Again, the second time in a little more than 2 months.
That how does that happen?
I don't. They call it a very busy shipping lane, but you'd think these destroyers have the kind of technology necessary to get that, keep
to
them
avoid it.
From it, or get them out of the way in right. time.
Well, you'd even hope that an oil tanker would have that kind of advanced
the oil
technology.
Tankers. In this case, it's 3 to 4 times the size of the destroyer,
right.
And often these things are not anywhere near technologically sound the
That's
way.
That's frightening.
In fact, one of the reports, this happened, I had to look it up,
okay.
Where this is, between the Malaysian Peninsula and the Indonesian island of Sumatra. So I looked it up and didn't do much for me, but I can see there's a waterway there.
Okay.
Anyway, the oil tanker involved in the collision with the John McCain had 4 deficiencies, including navigation safety violations and more. So, you know, these are probably really old ships that just go back
the
and
oil.
Forth.
Right.
So is there a big oil spill in the ocean?
They
right
said
now?
No so far. That's one of the first things I thought of is, oh, great.
So these 10... Navymen were knocked off the boat, or what happened to
them?
Well,
it opened a hole in the boat, so maybe they
went out that way.
Yikes. We don't know. They're looking.
Hey.
Yeah.
You want to know about the camera? Line one.
Oh boy, the camera.
Oh, all right. Hello,
Andrew.
Hello. Hey, how's it going?
Tell them about if our eyes are safe and stuff like that.
All right, so the solar eclipse glasses.
Yeah,
they have to be able to block out 99.999% of the sun's light for it to be safe for you to look at the sun.
So are you saying that Hooman's Prada glasses will not work?
Yeah. I don't think they will.
Oh, Hooman, I'm so sorry.
That's too bad. I know. They cost so much.
So what about our camera?
Yeah, what about the cameras?
So your camera's probably going to be this, like a similar thing. It's not going to be able to look at such a bright light for too long. I don't know exactly for sure with like a cell phone camera. You might be able to snap a quick pic, but it's probably going to come out bad anyway because it's not able to block out enough of the light for it to see just the eclipse around the moon.
What if we look at our phone and our phone is looking at the eclipse? Can we look at our phone?
I think it's going to be the same thing because your phone's not going to be filtering out that light, so it's going to just pass on.
So it's going to damage our
super bright light to your eyes. Yeah,
what if I turn my back to the eclipse?
Yeah, yeah.
And take a selfie with the eclipse over my shoulder.
Yeah.
How will that be?
Question.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to work.
Okay.
I found out of a cereal box method. I made it last night with my stepson. It's a bit complicated at first, but you put white paper in the bottom.
Yeah, we'll YouTube it.
Andrew, thank you so much.
Thank you for your call.
It sounded you're like you're calling from underwater or something.
Well, the phones can go anywhere these days.
Oh, Vinny. Right. It's true.
But listen, the thing he's talking about with the box, I'm sure you can YouTube that. There's, you know, the pinprick.
Well, I told you in elementary school, I've seen this show, the one that everyone's all excited about.
Right.
I think I was in fourth or fifth grade.
Yeah.
And we made a tube with a hole in the end, and you...
And that would... Even like would project the image down onto the thing. If you look at just shadows, the way that they work during an eclipse, even a partial one, they become the shape of the shadows under trees or under your hand or anything. They become these little crescents.
Really neat. Yuzet and I are still going to be at the Exploratorium, everyone.
Even though it's foggy.
Yeah. Mm. We're dedicated.
I think amazing. You can take a selfie though during totality. Only when
we're not getting totality.
Yeah, we only have.
We're not
going to
see any of it. You know what you should do is go have sex during the eclipse. At least you can say something good happened from it.
At 9 a.m.
Yeah,
I guess we'll notice that the light changes. You'll notice that.
Is that cool?
I don't know. I'm going to try and find it.
How about you, Vin?
I'm going to skip. I don't even care at all, even a little bit. I do care about this, though. I've been watching the Powerball jackpot. It's now no one won, and it's up to $650 million.
All right, what's today? Monday? Should we buy for? When's the drawing? Wednesday.
I'm so sick of wasting my money.
I know.
God, what?
It's annoying.
It is so annoying, and it's just like really, I don't have $20 to waste.
All right, I'll do it by myself.
Time.
So we're not going to do it together.
Go get some. I'm going to get like $10.
So we'll all do $10 of Powerball. Did Mega Millions get one?
I don't know.
I don't believe so.
Did you ever get our tickets run?
There was like $7 out of all that. See, that's what makes me so angry. We spent so much money on these tickets and $7. So I'll get the 10 plus that 7
all right.
from last time.
So we're all doing $10 Powerball. That's 5 numbers each. Can you send out the group text?
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, none of us will do it.
All right.
Powerball, right?
Powerball.
Okay.
A 37-year-old guy named Jean-Pierre Henderson in New York City met a woman last month and took her back to his place because his wife was out of town.
I'm Jean-Pierre. Come to my place with me.
The woman used the opportunity to steal $50,000 worth of his wife's jewelry, including her $30,000 wedding ring.
Oh, my. Well, that sucks for him when
the cops just released a few pictures of the woman from surveillance cameras to see if anyone can identify her.
That guy's got some splaining to do.
No word on how Jean-Pierre's wife took the news.
Probably not all that well.
Well, how could she? You brought some whore home and she stole my jewelry.
Was it a hooker? Do we know?
Of course.
Mm. Well.
How much did the act cost him on top of the $50,000?
They don't say. What his order was or how much it cost.
I wonder if he got the girlfriend experience.
Well, he brought her to his house, so...
Yeah.
You know, that's dicey right there.
So dumb.
I'm going to say, yeah, he got the girlfriend experience. So he leaves the room and the woman goes, I'm going to go look in that jewelry box over there. I wonder how long it took him to notice that she had his that the stuff had walked. And maybe the,
when
the wife came home.
Probably.
Where the hell's all my jewelry? Oh, man.
He washed the sheets. He thought of everything except the stuff that's missing. That was actually in Ray Donovan, the ring.
It was?
The missing ring, yeah.
This season?
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell me.
Some people wrote in and say they're done. They've broken up with Ray Donovan. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Is it bad?
Well,
I didn't see last night's yet.
I haven't seen last night's yet either, but the last episode, not last night, but before that, it was a whole episode of boring. And I know that there was a reason for it, and I understand, but they could have done that in a 10-minute montage and not done it as artfully or as lengthy as they did.
Oh, no.
And I would have understood what they were going for. But they just made
it. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You would like it.
You would like it a lot more than I did.
Yeah.
For sure.
Are the other episodes, except for the artsy-fartsy one, good?
Yeah, well, there's only two. Yesterday was the third one.
There's a main thing that happens, and if I tell you, it'll spoil something, but it's just, it's big, and they're caught in that right now.
Okay.
Don't do it.
They're really caught in it.
Thank you guys for not spoiling.
I mean, I'll tell you.
Please no.
All right.
I appreciate that you're not.
You, of all people.
I
the
know.
Spoiler of spoilers. No.
You're the spoiler. If you were going to be a character, you'd be the spoiler.
Oh, that could be, you could be a superhero called the spoiler.
Ruiner of stuff.
Thank you.
And he likes it.
Of course he does.
He wants to be a superhero. I can't believe him.
707 Sarah, if you're heading north, there is still full cloud coverage in Cloverdale.
Oh, well, it is only 8 o'clock right now. I mean, I have. Oh, okay.
Well, what are you? It's an hour. It starts in an hour. Like 9:15 is when it starts.
Yeah, but the totality is after 10 o'clock.
Where are you going to drive?
I was just going to.
You're
drive
not
going to
get totality down here.
No, I know, but I'm saying the fullest coverage is going to be.
Look, we talked about this last week. I told you I've done. You know how many surf trips I've taken where there's just you just get skunked. You don't get the surf. It doesn't happen. The cloud cover. You're going to be sitting there looking at a cloud, going,
Can you text us if your city doesn't have clouds?
I think everybody has clouds right now. Everybody's
don't
got
text
them right
us
now.
If you have clouds. Text us if you don't.
That Britney Spears interview sounded set up, pre-rehearsed. Too funny. Yeah, that's her deal. That's what she does.
She's set up and pre-rehearsed.
Yeah.
And singing along with the track. It pisses me off because I am busting my ass up there.
I saw her show in October and her dancing was actually really awesome.
Oh.
That's great.
Good. I have yet to see that show. I would go see her, though, if we went to Vegas and the opportunity presented itself. Yeah. I wouldn't go there for her, but if someone was like, hey, I got tickets for Britney Spears, and I'd be like, yeah, I'll go to that. Mm. I love a lot of her songs.
Yeah. Yeah. People are saying, one person says Manteca. I'll clear in Manteca.
Oh, okay.
That's Manteca. It? That's all we got? Manteca?
For the moment.
How far away is Manteca?
Forever.
A couple hours.
Years away.
Years.
Well, you know,
it's back in time.
If you want to leave now and we'll do the rest of the show from the phone on your drive
that.
Over there.
Stop it.
We'll get updates.
I'm not going to.
Guys, I'm still on the Embarcadero. Stracy. What time is it?
Oh, my God. It's already over, Sarah. I'm still stuck here.
I'm catching up on 408 says I'm catching up on missing parts of the show over the weekend. Heard you guys remarking about my text about ring sizing. You made me laugh so hard. Wish I could have called in to describe it. Yeah, again, you haven't told us what we need to know, which is how the hell do they size rings without making them look janky?
Right.
So weird.
I know. No one will tell us. Just tell us how you do it. What's the big secret?
408, you're going to make me cry right before work.
Why?
Chester what? Tribute.
Oh, I know. That was rough.
Sounded good, though.
Did.
408. James Corden is on the Apple Music Carpool Karaoke 2. He is the first one with Will Smith. Makes an appearance with Alicia Keys and John Legend, etc.
He doesn't seem to be in the Game of Thrones Girls one, but I have no idea what the format of that show is. It's just a show they're doing on Apple Music, which he's definitely involved in, but we don't know if he's on every show or maybe just sets it up.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's great.
We wouldn't otherwise know him.
No. No.
What's coming up in the trash?
Well, I'm going to do the album charts. and there are some big surprises on here. And you're going to get to hear from a rapper named Moneybagg Yo.
All right.
In the top 10 right now.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.